Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Bounties and Gratitude on Madani Channel. In our previous episode, we discussed the importance of bounties and the fundamental bounties through which Allah Almighty has shown us immense favor. In today's episode, we will explore the importance and benefits of showing gratitude for the bounties granted to us by Allah Almighty. We will discuss the virtues of gratitude, the responsibilities that come with these bounties, and how we can become truly grateful bondsmen of Allah Almighty. But first, let's begin with the excellence of durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, reciting durood upon me is light on the bridge of Sirat. The one who recites durood upon me 80 times on Friday, his sins of 80 years will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Viewers, in the previous episode, we discussed the importance of bounties. Now, we will focus on the significance of showing gratitude for these bounties and how the Holy Quran and Hadith emphasize it. Ethically, it is also necessary to express gratitude to a benefactor. The Holy Quran states that no one can truly count the bounties of Allah Almighty. This means that even if a person spends his entire life expressing gratitude, he can never do so in a way that truly matches his countless bounties. After all, when his bounties are beyond measure, which of them can one fully acknowledge? However, as believers, we should continuously express gratitude to Allah Almighty to the best of our ability. Indeed, our gratitude can never truly compensate for the countless bounties of Allah Almighty, but it can certainly become a means of attaining his pleasure. Given the abundance of his bounties, our hearts should be filled with humility and we should bow before him in gratitude. Throughout the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty repeatedly reminds us of his bounties, encouraging us to be grateful and emphasizes the importance of gratitude. In fact, when we reflect on Surah Al-Rahman, we see that the entire chapter serves as a powerful reminder of Allah Almighty's bounties and urges us to express gratitude. Hence, in Surah Rahman, it is proclaimed, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالرَّيْحَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and he has established the earth for the creation. There are fruits therein, and date palms with encased clusters, and grain upon stalks, and fragrant flowers. So, O jinn and mankind, which of your Lord's favors will you deny? In this blessed chapter, the verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is repeated 31 times, emphasizing the countless bounties of Allah Almighty. Through this frequent mention of his bounties, we are encouraged and reminded to express gratitude. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam came to his holy companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum and recited the complete Surah Rahman. Listening to this chapter, the holy companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum remained silent. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, when I recited this chapter to jinns, they gave a better response than you did. When I recited, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, they would say that, O our Lord, we cannot deny any of your bounties, and all praise is due to you alone. Viewers, the command to show gratitude for bounties and its importance are repeatedly emphasized in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty proclaims, translation from Kanzul Irfan, O you who believe, eat from the pure things we have granted you and thank Allah if you only worship Him. In another place, Allah Almighty proclaimed, وَمَا شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِي وَمَا كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Translation of Kanzul Irfan, whosoever expresses gratitude, he only expresses gratitude for himself. And whosoever is ungrateful, then indeed, my Lord is infinitely independent, most generous. In the commentary of this Quranic verse, it is stated that this is our duty to show gratitude to Allah Almighty for His bounties. Allah Almighty loves those who fulfill this obligation. On the other hand, He dislikes ingratitude. It is also important to remember that expressing gratitude benefits us, while being ungrateful only harms us. Allah Almighty is completely independent. Our gratitude or ingratitude does not affect Him in any way. Hence, He proclaims in the Holy Quran, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. Translation of Kanzul Irfan, and if you are ungrateful, then indeed Allah is infinitely independent of you, and He is not pleased with ungratefulness for His people. Ungratefulness can also lead to punishment. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that indeed Allah Almighty benefits people through His bounty for as long as He wills. However, when they become ungrateful, He turns the same bounty into a means of punishment for them. Viewers, wise individuals express gratitude for Allah Almighty's bounties because they understand that gratitude is both logically and ethically desirable, while ungratefulness is contemptible. It's clear that ungratefulness is viewed as a negative trait and gratitude is valued. This is evident in the universal belief that a person should thank his benefactor. This natural sense of appreciation exists across all cultures. When someone shows favor to another, people from all religions, nations, and backgrounds express their thanks in various ways according to their own cultural traditions. In fact, thanking others for their kindness is also encouraged and beloved in Islamic Sharia. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس, meaning the one who does not thank people does not show gratitude to Allah Almighty. Meaning the one who does not thank people does not show gratitude to Allah Almighty either. Viewers, just as Allah Almighty has frequently emphasized the importance of gratitude for His bounties, He has also highlighted the virtues of showing gratitude. He is the most magnificent and the most merciful, continuously blessing His bondsmen. He proclaims the Holy Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Translation of Kanzul Irfan, if you thank me, then I shall most definitely grant you more. From this verse, we learn that gratitude increases a bounty. The essence of gratitude is to acknowledge the gift from the one who granted it with respect and to train oneself to be consistently thankful. At this point, there is a subtle yet profound lesson that when a person reflects on the countless bounties of Allah Almighty, His generosity, benevolence, and favors, he naturally becomes engrossed in expressing gratitude. This gratitude not only increases bounties, but also deepens one's love for Allah Almighty. As the love grows, the bondsman's heart becomes more devoted to the giver rather than the gifts. An even higher spiritual rank is attained when this love becomes so intense that the heart is no longer drawn towards the bounties themselves, but remains entirely focused on the benefactor. This is the lofty rank of the Siddiqeen, the exceptionally truthful. Viewers, the link between a bounty and gratitude is so profound that a bounty remains as long as gratitude is maintained. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramullahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said to a man from the people of Hamdan that indeed a bounty is linked to gratitude Ingratitude is connected to the increase in bounties. The two are inseparable. Thus, the abundance of bounties from Allah Almighty does not cease unless a person becomes ungrateful. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Zayd bin Aslam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh narrates, quoting some scholars, that it is mentioned in a heavenly book that Allah Almighty will say, "Make my believing bondsman happy, because when he used to receive something beloved, he would say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. Warn my bondsman, because whenever he faced an unexpected calamity, he would say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Then Allah Almighty will say that when I used to warn my bondsman, he would show gratitude to me, just like he would show gratitude when I used to make him happy. So admit my bondsman into Adan paradise, because he would show gratitude to me in every condition." SubhanAllah, indeed, Allah Almighty grants immense rewards and honor to his grateful bondsmen and never leaves them without his support. His generosity knows no bounds. If he wills, he may bless a person in this world. If he wills, he may bless him in the hereafter. And if he wills, he may grant him blessings in both this world and the hereafter. Viewers, showing gratitude for bounties is itself a great bounty, because a person is only able to express gratitude by the grace of Allah Almighty. And anything granted by the Lord's grace is indeed a bounty. In fact, showing gratitude for a bounty is even greater than the bounty itself. Hence, Sayyidina Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that when Allah Almighty blesses his bondsman with the bounty and he responds by saying Alhamdulillah, meaning he shows gratitude, this expression of gratitude becomes even greater than the original bounty itself. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that saying Alhamdulillah, meaning the ability to show gratitude, is itself a bounty from Allah Almighty, and the things for which he expresses gratitude are also his bounties. Some are even superior to others. Therefore, the bounty of gratitude is greater than bounties like wealth, honor, or children. Viewers, just as the bounty of gratitude is superior, the superior form of gratitude is to remain grateful at all times. Allama Abul Malih Amr bin Usama rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam asked Allah Almighty, "O Lord, what is the most superior gratitude?" Allah Almighty replied that constantly showing gratitude to me in every condition. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to show gratitude to Him at all times. Viewers, so far, we have discussed the importance of gratitude for bounties and its excellence. Now, let's explore the responsibilities that come with the bounties Allah Almighty has granted us. The very first responsibility that comes with the bounty is to recognize its importance and benefits so that we can use it correctly. How can a person truly show gratitude for a bounty if he does not understand its value? For example, if a child is given a pouch of diamonds, he may treat them like ordinary stones, carelessly throwing them away, using them as pure playthings, simply because he does not understand their wealth. Similarly, we must understand the significance of the bounties of Allah Almighty that He has granted us so that we can express our gratitude in the best possible way. One important responsibility that comes with a bounty is that after recognizing its value, we should use it for good purposes. When Allah Almighty grants someone a bounty, it does not mean he should leave it unused. In fact, failing to use a bounty appropriately is also a form of ingratitude. Therefore, we should make sure to use it wisely and for beneficial purposes. For example, if Allah Almighty has blessed you with wealth, you should spend it on your wife and children. Fulfill their permissible needs, assist the needy and destitute, and contribute to the path of Allah Almighty with the intention of earning His reward. Even spending wealth in permissible ways can become a source of reward when done with the right intention. When Allah Almighty grants us a bounty, One of the responsibilities that come with it is that we express it with the intention of earning his reward. Expressing a bounty is in a way a form of praise for the benefactor. For understanding this, consider this example. If a king grants a courtier a robe of honor, the courtier proudly shares the news, shows the robe to others, and joyfully says that the king has shown me generosity and blessed me with this robe of honor. In doing so, he highlights the king's kindness and generosity. Dear viewers, if this is how people acknowledge the generosity of a worldly king, then surely Allah Almighty, the true owner and the King of all kings, deserves even more gratitude and acknowledgement when he blesses us with his bounties. Our pious predecessors would express their bounties with good intentions and show gratitude to Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Abu Raja Utaradi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states, Sayyiduna Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an came to us wearing a striped shawl, which we had neither seen on him before nor after that occasion. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, when Allah Almighty grants a person his bounty, he loves to see the impact of his bounty on him. Viewers, when we express a bounty, it should be with a sincere intention so that we earn reward for it. We must avoid wastefulness and arrogance, as arrogance can destroy our good deeds. Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anh states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, eat, drink, and give in charity, but avoid arrogance and wastefulness, because Allah Almighty loves to see the impact of his bounty on his bondsmen. Viewers, one of the fundamental responsibilities that come with the bounty is to show gratitude for it. As mentioned earlier, expressing gratitude for a bounty is essential both in Sharia and from an ethical standpoint. However, the key question is, how should we express gratitude for bounties? Is simply saying Alhamdulillah with the tongue sufficient? Or are there other aspects to consider? Let's explore how we can truly express gratitude for the bounties granted by Allah Almighty. Number one, we should wholeheartedly believe that we can never truly express enough gratitude to the Lord, nor are we even capable of fully doing so. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam asked that, oh my Lord, how can I truly express my gratitude to you when even my ability to express gratitude is also a bounty from you? Allah Almighty replied that, oh Musa, when you have recognized this fact, you have expressed gratitude to me. The second thing is that according to the Arifin, meaning the people of deep insight, the very first level of gratitude is to ensure that the bounties granted by Allah Almighty are never used in disobedience to Him. It is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Translation becomes Irfan, did you not look towards those who replace the blessings of Allah with ungratefulness? In explaining this verse, scholars have commented on ungratefulness by saying that some people replace bounties with ingratitude by using those very bounties to commit sins. For example, they engage their body in sinful acts and use their wealth to indulge in impermissible pleasure. Allah Almighty has declared the vastness of His bounties in the following manner. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Translation becomes Irfan, and He completed His apparent and concealed favors upon you. The following verse highlights the way to show gratitude for Allah Almighty's favors. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَةً. Translation becomes Irfan, refrain from all outer and inner sins. The third thing, to show gratitude, the heart, tongue and actions all need to acknowledge and reflect that Allah Almighty is the true benefactor. The heart should be filled with gratitude, the tongue should praise Him for His bounties, and our actions should avoid disobedience. Instead, we should use our limbs in obedience to Allah Almighty. The fourth thing is that a person should make it a habit to show gratitude for both small and big bounties, and always praise Allah Almighty for each bounty. For example, if someone asks about his health, he should not simply say that I'm fine or I'm good. Instead, he should respond that thanks to Allah, by His grace, I am well. This is the mercy of the Lord. Or he could say in Arabi, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Incorporating these phrases into daily life helps cultivate gratitude. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the superior supplication is La ilaha illallah, and the superior dhikr is Alhamdulillah. The fifth thing is that a person should express gratitude through an abundance of worship. By offering additional nafl prayers, fasting, giving charity, reciting the Holy Quran, remembering Allah Almighty, and reciting durood frequently. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the reason for his long prayers was gratitude to Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala an states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to stand in salah for such long periods that his blessed feet would swell up. Once Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are doing this even though Allah Almighty has forgiven the sins of those before and after you by your virtue. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that, O Aisha, should I not become a grateful bondsman of Allah Almighty? May Allah Almighty make us among His truly grateful bondsmen. Viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, today we discussed the importance of gratitude for Allah Almighty's bounties. We explored the excellence of showing gratitude and learned about the fundamental responsibilities that come with the bounties Allah Almighty has granted us. We also covered various ways to express our gratitude. May Allah Almighty accept this effort of ours. Inshallah, we will be back in the next episode. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.